Blog Talk Radio.
Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Bismarck, on Radio Talk 101.3. And this is the 10 o'clock show. If you got that dial tuned in and you're just joining us, Don't touch it again. Just keep that dial tuning. This is your host, Bismarck, and you're listening to the program, Let's Talk. Tonight we're going to be having an interview with Liberian soccer star James Diva. So keep your dial tuned in, and you know you can always call in, you know, to holler at your boy, or, you know, to weigh in on the discussion, or just to send a request out to a friend or a family. The number is 1-917-889-2678. And you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
Yeah. You just tuned in to one of the biggest movements in the world, shout out to the world.
Yeah.
Big Mo. Young Calico.
Now let me see you drop and stop. Girl, I've been hurt.
Tonight to have some fun, eh? But while you take the time to get ready, And don't keep that down. Tune in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Tell Me, from the album The 2010 Project. That was Sugar Vaughn. Yeah, you're listening to your host, Bismarck, and you're listening to the 10 o'clock show. Keep that dial tuned in. Let's get into something by the Billion Dollar Barbie.
Yeah.
Forever.
Ain't no question.
Forever.
I
know.
Ain't no question.
It ain't
got it.
Swag, way swagged out, I said, 'cause when the queen say off with
no question. You were about to kill. I know. Ain't no question. You were about to kill. I know.
Oh,
Liberian Girl from the artist Sugar Vaughn from the album The 2010 Project. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck.
Nationwide, Bree Lyrica. Just don't leave, baby. A lot of you would tell the truth to the outside, looking in my watch because I'm thinking it's about time to hang the jersey up. Baby, you've been hurt enough.
Tell me what you want. I know that I got you for. You know I'm gonna be here.
Final one with the song I'm Yours here, right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. You're listening to the 10 o'clock show, so keep that dial tuned in. Peter Cole. That was Peter Cole. Yeah, you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck. Yeah, keep that dial tuned in. It's the Labor Day weekend, and it's Saturday night.
It said there's gonna be redemption.
Yeah.
It said there's gonna be salvation.
That's what you said.
It said there's gonna be progression.
Promises.
When will this dream of your country? You said there's gonna be justice. Every man will be just
equality.
You said there's gonna be freedom. But everywhere only destruction. You said there's gonna be redemption. You said there's gonna be salvation. You said there's gonna be progression. When will this dream of your country? You said there's gonna be justice. But every man will be judged equally. You said there's gonna be freedom. But everywhere only destruction. Oh, we don't need no lies. Oh, we don't need no cry. We want to stand and build our nation without your political inflation. Oh, we don't need no lies. Oh, we don't need no cry. We want to stand and build our nation.
Wanna be president? No. You can't go on like this. One president. One president. You're a can't be president. We gotta stop this.
Everybody seems to be frustrated. Corruption and pollution have filled this place. Stand up and justify your inclusion. You said there's gonna be stability, but now financial instability. Causes of trouble everywhere. Politicians, Mr. President.
Disaster
Yeah, that was the song Empty Promises by the artist Daha. You know, he's based in Holland. You know, before we had the song, you know, Wake Up by Peter Cole, you know. And now I want to read you something from Liberia, West Africa. You know, they're campaigning right now for the 2011 presidential election. And I want to read you a very interesting story from the Daily Observer. It says, Barnes longs for vibrant opposition. Ambassador Nathaniel Barnes, recently recalled from the United States for consultation by the President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, has underscored the need for a vibrant political opposition in the country. Barnes, an executive of the Liberal Destiny Party, LDP, an opposition political party, told reporters in Monrovia yesterday that a one-party system was inimical to the country's young democracy. I am totally against one-party system that has existed for so long in our country's political history. Yes, I support a vibrant opposition as we move towards the 2011 general and presidential elections, he declared. Barnes further indicated that consultations were unfolding within and among members of the Liberal Destiny Party, LDP, on the party's plan of action for the 2011 elections. He also said that at the party's national convention, which will be held in the near future, its plans for the general and presidential elections will be made public. At a press briefing yesterday, September 1, that was day for yesterday, September, that was 3 days ago anyway, September 1, 2010, in Monrovia, Barnes dispelled allegations that while in the U.S. serving as Liberia's ambassador, he gave public comments that seemed to suggest his desire to contest the president and the Liberian presidency. Barnes, who is also a former standard bearer of the Liberal Destiny Party, said such reports were based on a mere speculation. You must understand that there will always be a tendency for people to speculate. I never engaged in any political act while on assignment in the U.S. as Liberia's ambassador, Barnes maintained. He expressed his appreciation to President Sirleaf for the opportunity she gave him to serve his country and people in one of the most important capacities as ambassador to the United States. I am proud of my record both at the United Nations and Washington. I feel a great sense of humility in having been so preferred, especially since I am from an opposition party, he declared. When asked as to how he felt about his recall from Washington, D.C. by President Sirleaf, Ambassador Barnes said he served at the will and pleasure of the president. Under Article 56 of the Organic Law, the president exercises her right, he said. Although he failed to give the rationale behind his recall after he met President Sirleaf on Monday, Ambassador Barnes only revealed that his meeting with the Liberian leader was cordial. Barnes urged Liberians at home and abroad to consider the 2011 elections critical and exercise political maturity by proving to the rest of the world that good judgment will be made. Mr. Nathaniel Barnes was appointed Liberia's ambassador to the United States of America in early September 2008, replacing the former ambassador, Charles A. Minor, who had held the post since the inception of the National Transitional Government of Liberia, NTGL, then headed by Charles G. Ryan. Barnes thanked his staff at the embassy in Washington, D.C., most especially Liberians in the diaspora who had accorded him their overwhelming support over the last few years. This is from Liberia. This is just telling you about the former ambassador to the United States, former ambassador Nathaniel Barnes, who was recalled by the president of Liberia from his position as ambassador. And now he is somehow indirectly saying that his party is intending to bring him forth as a candidate for presidential election, representing LDP, Liberia Destiny Party. But he gave no reason why he was recalled. You see what's going on? Now everybody wants to be president. You know, now everybody wants to be president. And I'm glad he said what he said. You know, I'm glad he said what he said, that this election is critical. You know, every Liberian should listen to that. It's critical. So when you cast your vote, make sure who you're casting your vote for, because this is the survival of Liberia. You know, where he says, Barnes urged Liberians at home and abroad to consider the 2011 elections critical and exercise political maturity. Political maturity, you know. Think about it before you decide who you're going to vote for, you know. Now, here he comes. I mean, this is just from me. This is Bismarck on a Saturday night, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. I just had to interject that into the program tonight because that's a very interesting story. But we'll get back to that, you know, next week, and we'll talk more about it. But let's get back into some music and, you know, celebrate this Labor Day weekend. And it's all about Liberia and West Africa, you know. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
Africa.
Africa, we got.
Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. With your host, Bismarck. Yeah, about 6 minutes down to the hour, you know, it's almost time to get out of here. Yeah, but just before we get out of here, you know, I want to read you another very interesting story from Liberia, you know. It says, Monrovia, Liberia, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has sent a new concession agreement, you know, has signed a new concession agreement that will provide at least 35,000 direct jobs for Liberians to the national legislature for ratification. The investment, which is put at U.S. $1.6 billion, covers an area of 500,000 and will run through five southeastern counties of Sino, Grand Cru, and Maryland, as well as River Seth and River Gee. The President is pleased to have me inform you that the government of Liberia has granted an Indonesian company, Golden Verilion Liberia Incorporated, a concession to develop approximately 500,000 acres of land of oil palm cultivation, Mr. Cyrus Bali, a presidential spokesman, said. The government and Verilion have formulated a social and community development program, Mr. Badiou said, which includes employee housing, education, and medical care. The concession agreement is now being submitted to the national legislature for ratification, Badiou said. This is on the auspices of President Ellen Johnson's Sirleaf. You know, 35,000 jobs will be created if that goes true, you know. I mean, it sounds very good, you know, make sure the government does studies, you know, make sure everything is right before the agreement is signed. It sounds like a good one, especially when Liberia is in need of every little bit of help. And that's about US $1.6 billion to be invested in 500,000 acres, you know. In 5 southeastern counties, that's a lot of development, you know. Big ups to President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia and to the Liberian government for another strong initiative, you know. Keep up the good works. Hey, this Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. It's been fun. We've had a good time here tonight. We should have had an interview with a Liberian soccer star, James Diba, but unfortunately he didn't call in, and so we don't know what it is, but whatever it is, we hope he is well and all is well with him, and we'll get back to you on that on a later date. But hey, it's Saturday night and it's Labor Day's weekend, and don't let it interrupt tonight if you're going out there to have fun, or if you're going out there to work, you know, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in and keeping, you know, tuning in with us, and we love you from Radio Talk 101.3. We love you to all our friends, fans, and family out there. We love you. Go out there. Be blessed. Jesus loves you. You know, have fun with your family, friends. Love, peace, and happiness. Justice for all. Hey, this is Radio Talk 101.3, and this is Bismarck. Yeah, this is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, about 2 minutes down to the hour, it's about time to get out of here. It's Saturday night, DGIS. You're going out there on this Labor Day weekend to have fun. Hey, make sure you be careful. Don't drink and drive. Buckle up. You know, don't text and drive. You know what I'm saying? Hey, have a lovely evening. Be safe. Drive safely. You know, we love you. It's Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. And to all our radio, at Radio Talk 101.3, friends and family, you know, fans out there, we love you, love, peace, and happiness, you know. Have fun, be blessed, you know. Take it easy out there. It's the weekend, you know, they're out there, you know. But watch out. Hey, drive safely. This is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Peace. 101.3. Biz Mark will holler at you later. Peace.